the U.S. Senate has launched an emotional and raw debate over voting rights legislation that's almost certain to be defeated in a big blow for Democrats, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Leader Mitch McConnell's Republicans are unanimously against the legislation Democrats say is vital to protect democracy. He calls it hysteria.
It seems to exist only in their own imagination.
As he ended his speech,
would you entertain a question?
McConnell walked out, ignoring number two Senate Democrat Dick Durbin. Republicans argue new laws in several GOP-led states are not restricting voting rights, with Bill Cassidy blasting President Biden for calling them Jim Crow 2.0.
It tries to make people think that 2022 is the same as 1965.
Democrat Cory Booker responded,
I know this is not 1965. That's what makes me so outraged.
As accusations flew across the aisle, number two Republican John Thune may have summed up the day's emotion.
I am not a racist.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The 5G dispute has been disrupting international air travel to the United States, AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Major international airlines have been canceling flights to the U.S. or changing the planes they're using. Some airlines say they received warnings from the Federal Aviation Administration, or Boeing, that the plane maker 777 was particularly affected by the new wireless service. Mobile carriers AT&T and Verizon have agreed to pause the rollout of new high-speed wireless service near key airports. Boeing says it will work with the airlines, the FAA, and others to find a solution that would allow all planes to fly safely as 5G is rolled out. I'm Mike Hempen.